Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. For the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include saxophonist Joel Frame, another saxophonist Gene Ammons, singer Mose Allison, Ray Brown, bass player, Oscar Peterson playing some solos, and Mr. Wonesy, Anthony Wonesy from The Thang. As usual, we have three featured CDs. First of those from the guitarist Bruce Foreman and his trio. It's called Foremanism. It's on the Before Man music label. As usual, at least for the time being, we're having our Dave Brubeck tribute, and this is the fifth CD in that 19 CD set from the Columbia years. This is Gone with the Wind, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. It consists mainly of improvisations that they did back in 1959. And then later on in the show, the brand new one from The Bad Plus, Made Possible is the name of the CD. So, fair bit of music. Hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Joel Frame playing the tenor saxophone, backed by Kenny Barron on the piano, Rufus Reed on the bass, Victor Lewis on the drums. That's from a Anzic Records CD, came out back in 2007, called We Used to Dance. And the tune we heard was Bob's Blues, written by Joel Frame. Well, we're just getting Night Train underway for another week here on KRVS. Let's play the first of our three featured CDs now. This from the guitarist Bruce Foreman and his trio. It's called Foremanism. It's on the Before Man music label. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bruce Foreman playing the guitar, backed by Gabe Noel on the bass and Jake Reed on drums, from his brand new CD, the Bruce Foreman Trio, Foremanism. The tunes we heard, Foremanism, title tune, C-Suite, Blue Jake, Bruisette, and Gone for Good. All of those were written by Bruce Foreman and Jake Reed. Had something to do with Blue Jake there. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. And as we do each week on Tuesdays from 8 to 10, we bring you 2 hours of jazz. The latest CDs, as well as some oldies but goodies. Speaking of which, about Gene Ammons, from a live concert he performed back in Chicago. It's called the Chicago Concert, live at North Park Hotel, November 1971. Thank you.
everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son.
Mose Allison, singing and playing the piano. The tune, of course, is one of his most famous, The Seventh Son. That was recorded first back in 1958 on a LP, Mose Allison, Creek Bank, on the Prestige Records label. Just before that, we heard Gene Ammons, tenor sax player with James Moody, also on the tenor sax. They were backed by Jody Christian on the piano, Cleveland Eaton bass, and Marshall Thompson on the drums. And that's from that Chicago concert that was recorded back in 1971 on the Fantasy Records label. And it wasn't released until 1973. The tune, Have You Met Miss Jones? I remind you once again, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I'm John Green, your host. Time now for our Dave Brubeck tribute again. This is the fifth of the 19 CDs that I acquired not long ago on the Columbia Records label. It's a box set called the Dave Brubeck Quartet, the Columbia Studio Albums Collection, 1955 to 1966. This comes from 1959. Gone with the Wind, it's called. It's a recording of mainly tunes somehow or another redolent of the South. Evidently, they went into the studio and actually improvised on all these songs. They had done very little prep for it. They wanted to do an improvisational LP, and this is the result. Most of these tunes were done in one take.
The top of 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 the top of